comment? How come NBJ doesn't get calls for comment on stuff?
Bob Butler is head of the National Association of Black Journalists. He walks through the Heinz Convention Center, welcoming participants to the group's annual convention. It comes as many black outlets are struggling in today's media landscape. But Butler points out that some of the biggest national stories in recent years started with the black press.
If it wasn't for, you know, the black press, we wouldn't know about things like Trayvon Martin, like the Gina Six in Louisiana. We wouldn't know about those things because the mainstream media didn't care about those stories until they got enough traction that was started with the black press.
Still, Butler admits that black media faced many challenges, some old, some new.
It's hard to get advertising revenue. That hasn't changed. You don't have the advertising revenue, then it's hard to hire the employees you need to do the work. Nowadays, people are going digital. If you don't have the money, it's hard to convert to a digital platform.
That's why Rochelle Ford, a professor at Syracuse University, says black media is in crisis.
As African-American community, we're one of the most mobile savvy communities. Unfortunately, our media aren't there.
Many of these challenges were cited in the Pew Foundation's annual State of the Media report. Among its findings, while African Americans turn to TV news at a greater rate than Americans overall, news still struggles to find a footing in black programming. And Rochelle Ford says the need for black media is greater than ever before.
The need is greater because so many of our communities are relying upon news sources that are slanted, that are misrepresented, or aren't even factually even reported.
While the number of black media outlets is down, younger journalists, like the Washington Post's Wesley Lowry, sees a resurgence underway.
If you look at TV1, is doing a lot of stuff right now, and they've got their own Sunday show. They're doing kind of news, and so that's been really big. And then you also have a lot of resilient black newspapers in a lot of cities, a lot of towns in D.C. and Chicago and here in Boston.
Lowry, who previously worked for the Boston Globe, says this area is a good example of the influence of community and ethnic news outlets like the Bay State Banner.
You also have a lot of strong community papers, whether it be the Dorchester Reporter or whether it be something like Blackstonian or the Banner. And so I think that, and when one of the community papers, one of the smaller, more community-based, neighborhood-based outlets had a big story, had a big scoop, it would propel across the whole city.
But more importantly, says CNN assignment editor and Roxbury native Greg Morrison, is the impact the story has closer to home.
Telling the story about the young brother who came out of Roxbury, and when he could have been a gangbanger and a problem-maker, and ended up going to Harvard. Tell those stories, celebrate those stories, celebrate those experiences, because in the greater scheme of things, they may not matter to greater Boston, but it matters to that family, it matters to that community.
And maybe that should matter to everyone. James Edwards, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.